Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
To Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the very busy world headquarters here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Captain Mike Pritchards, who's kind of done it all in this that we're in, and runs one of the finest boats in the fleet, the Tribute, out of C4 Sport Fishing, having a great time. And what a prize Mike's come bearing.
Well, you're not kidding, man. It's an early Christmas gift today, that's for sure, because somebody's going to get to go fishing on board the Tribute on a day and a half trip.
How about that?
Yeah, no doubt. Whether it be getting on that great fishing that's still going to be going on this season or even next season, it's just an awesome opportunity for somebody to get to go fishing on, like you said, such a beautiful boat. And we're just really stoked and really excited for you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. It's been a very busy morning, but the phone lines, they are completely full right now, but there's going to be plenty of time to get you through in the second hour. Again, 213-432-1090. Also, you can send us a text. The text to show is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when you text in your questions for Mike, make sure you include your name and your phone number in case you're the big winner that day and a half trip.
Yeah, for sure. Let's find out what's biting.
It's time for our FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know Summit is also the best place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? 25 cents. For your first 5-pound bag of ice. Let me read that again. 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice. Or you can buy $3.99 25 pounders for as many as you want.
And that 25 pound bag is a big bag.
It's not a 20 pound, it's 25 pound. And it's $3.99. That is so much cheaper than anywhere else you go. I'm very familiar with a place that sells a lot of ice, and we do not sell it for $3.99 a bag. I can tell you that much. Hey, it's half the price of many others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. They have Kirkland products at lower prices in the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents and much, much more. Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start off our catch report with our man, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Mike.
Good morning.
So I got to tell you guys, you know, it took a few days off there. And I just absolutely prefer the balmy tropical trade winds of Kauai to this cold northwest hurricane we had yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, hopefully you had a nice vacation.
Oh, my God. We had the best ever trip. You know, it was a little my birthday was in that time frame and then the election. And it was really cool on election day because there was like a little tropical disturbance that centered over the island. So we're watching all the results come in with the most insane thundering and lightning. What a fireworks show to celebrate the fireworks. It was just awesome. We had a fantastic time.
Oh, good.
Hated to come home.
Yeah. Well deserved.
Yeah, but anyway, back to the real world. Boy, that breeze yesterday was something. It's still blowing out there now. And, God, I don't know what they were thinking, but one of our local sport boats opted to fish Cometti yesterday. Ooh. And I was looking at the observations last night when they were coming home. Oh, baby, it was not pretty. I bet those guys were thrilled to get off that boat. But anyway, well, I was mostly looking at sea states, but on the outside, 52, Gustin 52 at Nick, and in the 30s at Cometti, 30s at or 40s at Santa Barbara Island. But in the channel, the Pedro Channel, it was 8.5 feet. It's 6.5 seconds.
Oh,
that's miserable. That's beyond miserable.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah. This is in, like, yeah. Tanner was 13 feet at 10 seconds. San Clemente Buoy was almost 11 feet at 10 seconds. So just hideous.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's, you know, it's that time of year. So, But as to some honest-to-God reports, you know, honestly, not too much. You know, between being out of town, I didn't get a chance to do too much digging, getting reports, and, you know, not a whole lot of guys fishing. But a couple of highlights were interesting from last weekend when the weather was nicer. Very nice, actually. Over at Catalina, a lot of squid around, which is a great sign. Yeah, front side, back side, stuff's just about all over. Not too much sign of yellows yet, but soon coming. And a little bit of sign of signal on the sea bass, you know, school-sized fish. Didn't see anything on big ones yet, but school-sized fish, backside middle and east end proper. And those halibut, like the last couple of years, those halibuts are getting motivated up shallow, you know, near structure. Last couple of years has been phenomenal fishing, and this one is shaping up to be much the same. And then over at Clemente, and again, this was last weekend. Certainly not yesterday. God, they got their ass kicked. But last weekend, a good sign of squid in the cove. These guys moved in shallow. There was some Navy grief, and they wouldn't let them in there for a little bit. But when they could get in, they moved in to like 14 fathoms, put the light out, stuff just floated up. They tanked up super easy, and then they reset out in 20 fathoms. And right there, just for daylight till shortly after, they just walloped the yellows. All good grade fish, 20, 25 pounds. Ooh. And the key is 40 and 50-pound tackle and pull hard to beat the seal issue over there. And in terms of reports, that's really about it. This wind event.
But I got to tell you, Danny did a great job filling in for you.
He did.
Yeah.
So... I mean, that's the beauty of technology. I'm sitting there on the patio watching the breeze blow, listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the app. I mean, it was just awesome.
It must have been early.
Well, it was, but I'm an early rising type of guy. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. No, but we missed you, Mark. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny always has the latest information. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code hookup now, or lowercase, no space. $30 using hookup now. And, Mark, how do we find you now that you're back?
Well, Pete, yeah, I'm back in the shop there working on all the stuff that I really enjoyed being away from for a week or so. But anyway, we're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach, right there on the corner by the Chevron station. Phone number 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll have a far more comprehensive report with this nice weather coming up this week. We'll talk to you guys next week.
I like it.
Sounds good to me. Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
Sounds really good. I have a great text. I know the phones are packed and everything like that while we're waiting for Marcos. You know that guy that works at C4 Sport Fishing, Marcos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's calling in this morning. We're going to hear from him.
Man.
And he says, Mike, and this is actually from John in Orange. Mike, I'm looking at sneaking one last trip in this season. Wanted to jump on one of the day and a half December trips you have posted online. And I know it's hard to say this far in advance, but what kind of fishing do you reckon we'll be doing at this time of the year? Any chance at tuna or yellowtail?
If it's anything like it's been for the last 5 or 6 years, like, we've had very, very good tuna fishing in December, and we've had good yellowfin fishing in December. It's been a couple years, and this doesn't seem to be much of a yellowfin cycle. The water's cooling down a little bit, but yeah, it's funny. Guys were saying, well, the water's too cold for yellowfin. Well, the yellowfin we caught in March were in 63-degree water.
Woo,
but so we're looking at it. The weather this coming weekend looks awesome. The weather over the next few days sounds very similar
this
to what
is typically
just
when we have
described.
Great weather.
Yes.
A little pre-Thanksgiving action.
The Thanksgiving, we've talked about it. I've been on here several times talking about it. What goes better with your Thanksgiving dinner than a fresh, you know, plate of bluefin sashimi?
And that's going to be able to be happening on the Tribute. You can get you have spots available?
Yeah. Next weekend, I think we've only got a handful booked. I'm foreseeing that thing going, especially after this stretch of weather. But like I was just showing Rick, I think it was like 3 foot and 3 knots or something on Saturday for the Cortez report. And I'm sure there's going to be a handful of boats out. It's whether the fish is on the bank proper, there's going to be bluefin and yellowtail opportunity, and then as well to go with some rockfish. But bluefin is probably going to be the main focus. locusts to start. And there's been some really nice great yellowtail on on the bench throughout the year.
Friday night?
Yeah, Friday afternoon. They're early
Friday
departures.
Early departure.
4 p.m. So that's going to be a good one. And we have those trips scheduled throughout December as well. And I think we're going to be doing probably switching our pizza port sponsor over to our Friday night trips. And free pizza the night of departure and half off the pizza port beer. I met with Jesse, one of the main guys from pizza port yesterday, and I just sitting in the OB pizza port looking at the amount, the variety of beer, and talking to some of their head brewers, it blows me away. But I was over there, and a good time to give a shout out to one of our pinheads, Kyle Cardella. Kid's been with us. I threw some pictures up on our Facebook and Instagram page yesterday, but his birthday was yesterday. Met his dad. He got hooked up with a new Makaira 20 for his birthday.
Nice.
But just the opportunity to get on some of these trips. You get on the boat, there's free pizza. You don't have to worry about stopping by McDonald's on the way down or anything.
Oh, nice.
You get a delicious 16-ounce IPA or something for half price. So Friday night is I'm guessing it's going to go. And then it's, I'd hate to say it, a lot of guys are tired of fishing for bluefin, but all of a sudden when you realizing this time of year that this might be your last opportunity for the year.
And the weather, too. You
exactly.
Got to look at the weather this time of the year. I mean, where else in the world can you go out there in flat, calm conditions in late November, right?
In November or December, the opportunity and, to get out. And you guys are going to be having a vacation time for Thanksgiving.
So you can book it at C4thLanding.com or the
TributeSportFishing.com. TributeSportFishing.com. You can call Marcos, 619-224-3383. He loves to chat.
Yeah.
And this time of year, it's very common to have daytime fly line, live bait fishing.
That weird thing where you catch fish during the day.
Yeah.
How wonderful is
that? When it's daylight hours out.
We have experienced some of that lately.
Yeah. So they weighed the big fish.
Official.
It's official.
It was well over the 400-pound mark. Dallas and the boys came down to watch the big fish weigh up. And at Point Loma, or on the scale, it's 443 pounds.
Wow.
It retained its weight. That's awesome.
And it weighed 447 on the boat?
448.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling.
That's pretty good, huh?
I don't know for sure, but I think somebody might have dropped the weight when they saw it a little bit just to play it safe. I don't know. I'll have to ask Justin later. But I think if I saw the scale and it read whatever, I would have just dropped 10 pounds.
So 440.
That's 443.
443.
Hanging on the scale
and
right outside the door of the headquarters.
Now, was that any kind
right
of
now.
A record or anything like that? Is it?
Well, if as they reported on the boat, if the angler indeed, fought it in accordance with IGFA rules, that would shatter the current IGFA record. So
Which
is 427 on a boat out of Cabo. That was very much, they were fishing for it. That was during Mustad had a promotion that if you had caught a world record of one of their hooks of certain species, the angler would receive $1 million. And a very talented boat and crew set out to catch that record, and indeed they did. So that fish is the current record, which is 427. And then this fish, Dallas just sent me a text. Official was 442.5.
But thanks, Dallas. Our reporter. Live reporter right down there at Fisherman's
Friend. If indeed it qualified and was caught in those accordance, it would smash the current record.
Yeah. And
wouldn't be the heaviest ever caught, which is also by the Excel at 445.
But that would mean nobody else touching the rod, would mean it not touching the rail at all.
Right.
And that's...
Which is so lame. It's just so lame to me. I'm going to say it again. Yeah. I can't say it enough.
And the guy was in a harness?
Instead of shoulder harness.
Yeah, that's shoulder harness.
That was the word. And those are very common on those lower bank stays. Like, they're often not made for fighting the fish, but they, they're used to, like, take the weight of the heavy rod and reel off of the angler so that you can, when you're fly lining a bait all day using a 50, they're like a little... shoulder harness just to help.
So that Cabo codfish was probably in a fighting chair.
Oh, no question.
Oh, of course.
So you can do that, but your rod can't touch the rail.
Tell me how that.
Walked in the world headquarters here, Carl from Fisherman's Landing, who saw it go down. Give us the lowdown.
Good morning.
It is going to, I'm pretty sure the official weight will be 443 pounds. The scale went from 442 to 445, but everyone's touching, I mean, there's 400 people down there. They're all grabbing it, touching it, and stuff like that.
That's awesome, the fact that it didn't lose 30 pounds in the process.
Over here, so the camera can see.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't know there was a camera there. So, the rundown, it was caught in an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half.
It's ridiculous.
Crazy.
Fish died on them. They pulled the anchor, got up on the fish.
Oh, okay.
And, died of old age.
So, yeah, old age. Heart attack.
Yeah, which is not, so. I mean, Mike, tell you, that's not terribly uncommon. Like, some of those real big ones, they do that.
Well, and sometimes when big fish die like that, they're harder to land.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, think about that thing not assisting you in coming to get it. Like,
they laying on the bottom.
They drive the boat over to go get it.
So, the guy's name's Earl. Super stoked on the fish, you know.
Where's Earl from?
North Carolina.
Yeah,
North Carolina.
I knew it was going to be one of the Carolinas. I couldn't remember.
Boy, you know, test
stuff. But Earl does the trip every year. I've got some really good buds, Joel and Milton, who do this trip every year. They come out from the East Coast. 17 years in a row they have done this trip. And, I was texting with Joel on the boat to get the rundown. And he said Earl's a guy that's done this trip a bunch of times, super deserving, put his time in. And what a fish, man. 443-pound yellowfin tuna. That is insane.
That's just crazy.
So I was talking about the 405 earlier. It was Mike Lavelle, think, was who it was. His first long trip ever catches his 405. He'd done longer trips, but that was the first, I think his first 10-day. John Petrucci, his first long trip catches a 445. This guy put in his time, so congrats.
Yeah,
really cool.
Yeah, I mean, they got, Jason said he has three over two, two over three, plus one over four for this trip. So the opportunity there for that big fish to go down there, you know.
That's rad. And the fact that
this trip,
he had the two big fish were on chunk and the rest were on bait. So a little
chunks still work.
So cool.
Yeah, you know,
wanna
pretty awesome.
Be a chunker.
Big congrats to Justin and the Excel. I mean, he's got the two biggest yellowfin in history.
Yeah, I mean, with the odds and the chances that happen, you know, to say, yep, I was the captain, it was on my boat, we got the...
It's just another 400-pounder.
We got two fish over 440.
That's rad.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, good job, Carl.
Yep.
Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, right next to the Fisherman's Landing. You can walk right up here and give us the live report.
If this wasn't another reason why we never go back to the studio, I don't know what is.
Absolutely.
Like, this is where the Home of Let's Talk Cookup needs to be.
This is the place.
That's cool.
And now we have it on camera, and you can see it.
Yeah, that's
right.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah. Good job, Carl.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for coming up. Appreciate that very much.
443. That's so much tuna.
I'm curious at what it actually showed on their scale. When I saw the video that Jason Fleck put up, and he looked at it, and I'm just saying, if that were me, I probably would have dropped 20 pounds on it just to play it safe.
Just to make sure.
Well, we know how many fish over the decades that were called 400 pounders and they come back at 380 or whatever.
Well, that was super cool of Carl to come in.
Yeah, that's great.
And come up to the studio and give us a live report right off of there for sure. And Marcos is missing, so that wraps up that's a pretty good catch report.
I would say so. Yeah. And that's sponsored in part by our great friends, the Fish Pros, the Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservations today.
Yeah, for sure. The phones are packed up. They are very patient. Let's talk to them.
Alex in San Carlos, you're up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Alex.
Still with us, Alex?
Hey, looks like we might have missed Alex.
Laying on the floor thinking about that 400.
Yeah, I guess. So why don't we talk to John? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's a great show as always, and wow, what a fish, you know. My question, your Colinette trip in January and February, what gear would you bring on the trip just because of the opportunity of the different things that are in the area.
Your main gear down there is going to be 40 and 50 pound, but with the chance, you know, this anomaly of the year-round bluefin, I bring a 25 and 30 pound fly line set up. I'd bring your 40 and 50 pound, which is going to be primarily your, you know, your bottom fish, your yo-yo fishing, and then I would definitely bring a heavier rod just because you never know. I mean, there's the possibility of seeing something along the way, or, you know, even with some of the local, like, three-quarter day guys, you know, every now and then you'll see one of the boats coming back from the Coronados and they have a you know, 150 pound bluefin on the boat. It's the possibility of driving through that stuff. Once you get down below the inner bank outside Ensenada, a lot of that area is just there's a really good chance of seeing tuna. So, you know, normally I would have said, you know, for a colonet trip, you bring a 30, a 40, 50 pound, and you're going to be set. But you want to make sure you have a fly line set up, make sure you have assorted weights. But do bring one, at least 180 or 100 pound set up with a heavy jig, you know, heavy nighttime fishing jigs, just to have it there. But you're, I don't know, 10 to 12 ounce torpedo weight, two hooks, and yo-yo jigs are going to be your primary down there. And there has been times where we've had you know, phenomenal lingcod fishing, phenomenal yellowtail fishing on those trips. So that you want to bring something you can wind a yo-yo jig with.
There you go.
That's it.
Phones have been packed. One line open just opened up, 213-432-1090. Been trying to get through all morning. There's your shot to get through. Have a chance to win a day and a half on the Tribute as well as talk to Captain Mike.
Crazy. Hey, great text come through. Good morning, boys. The Tribute is such a fantastic operation. The crew is always energetic and really fun. It seemed like the 50-pound bait setup was used a lot this year for some of the bigger yellowfin and sinker-rig bluefin. My question is for Mike. What rod and reel are you fishing for that? Also, how do you like to set up your Spectra and Seaguar fluorocarbon top shot as well? That's all from Rory in Lakeside.
Good question.
Give a shout-out to two of our sponsors. We're sponsored by Seaguar and Akuma, so you're going to see most of our boat gear being as such. And we had a lot of trips this year where plunker bites started getting down to it, and you talk to a boat next to you that's been drifting for, you know, it was the same amount of time, and they had 15 or 18 fish and we had 40 or 50 fish, and a lot of it came down to, you know, fishing a 6 ounce torpedo weight rubber banded onto your 50 pound, 60 pound. It gives you usually a better opportunity to hook fish on your heavier gear. And you know, you have the option of fly lining one of these sardines on 30 pound or fishing 50 or 60, and your hook to land ratio, I mean, skyrockets. The tangles, oh man, we had a couple of those when I was talking about the trip where we were fishing bluefin instead of going out yellowfin fishing. Phenomenal weather, and you know what happens when you have 30 sinker rods going down and there's no wind. So the tangles were a little bit of a thing, but as far as your connection goes, just doing an Albright or whatever you're more comfortable with, it's always going to be the go-to. You have guys doing, you know, as far as the mono to fluoro, just doing a uni to uni, but whatever it is, just if you're the one doing it, make sure you're comfortable with it. We've got guys that come out, they're like, what do you think of this? And I go, what is it? You know, if it's not tied properly, make sure a crew member helps you or have the tackle.
And that's what they're there for.
Exactly.
Yeah, the crew wants to help.
You don't want to be, well, I've lost three fish in a row. And so, well, what happens? Well, every time I wind up, my mono's gone. It's like, well, yeah. You should ask somebody after the first
time. Here's the thing, is that, sure, you can do it, but those guys do it every single day. You maybe do it occasionally.
It's quick, it's efficient,
it. Yeah.
They have no problem doing
it. Totally.
Even if they're biting, usually the guy on the bait tank can, you know, throw a handful of bait, turn around and knock out a knot in a few seconds. That might take you 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
So.
For sure. Let's jump back on the phones.
How about this time we talk to Lorenzo, calls from up in Orange County this morning. Good morning, Lorenzo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Pete, Rick, Mike. Rick, that was a great call earlier in the day, in the morning. You said salting those fish. You over salted. Done good. Keep them cold. That's a hot tip for the tuna.
For sure.
When you're bringing them back in. And then when I worked in the fish market, the boss always said, handle them like eggs. Handle those fish like eggs, because when our Asian buyers come in, they push on it and they can tell. They can tell the condition of that fish by just pushing on that skin.
Too, because back in the old days, you used to throw them off the gaff, throw them on the deck, right? And that doesn't do anything.
Throw them off the boat.
I remember the first time I remember the first time I ever did that. John Christensen from Point Loma Seafood is my buddy. He's like, "What are you doing?
What are you doing to that thing?
Fish?"
It's well, even just talking about salting the fish, and you know, on longer trips, I'm sure they're still doing a brine setup, but the way fish have been changed, and I think Tim and Randy probably started a lot of this 30 years ago, or whatever it was. But it's these fish come on the boat, they're brought over the rail. A lot of them have rubber mats that they get brought onto.
Yeah.
They're bled, they're spiked, they're gill and gutted instantly.
Yeah.
And
the days of piling frozen tuna into the dock cart and then pushing the cart as fast as you could and then throwing on the brakes while one other guy lifts the gate up and seeing a 300-pound just block of meat come and just slap the deck. Yeah. Those are not the same as nowadays.
These fish would come out of the hole, and I have a lot of trips on the XL where there was fish all the way up the rail on both sides of the boat, and you'd slide, and you weren't trying to, but they're frozen popsicles. Yeah. They'd slide for 50 feet,
sure,
and hit the bulwarks, and then when they're coming off, it's just a whole different world. And it's, if you look back, go back to the albacore and gunny sack days, we haven't seen good albacore fishing in a long time. I got some albacore from Pat Cavanaugh last year, and it's all blast frozen. I think everybody, it's kind of like the bluefin thing, everybody kind of got tired of albacore. And they're like, man, they're greasy, they stink, they're not good to eat. And now I'd love to see albacore again, obviously.
Yeah.
But
with
the way that we handle it now, you're not... There's not three albacore in a gunny sack and somebody standing on them trying to get a bait out of the tank. It's going to be great, and it's going to really just blow the mind of a lot of these crew members. They're going to be like, they're soft.
Yeah,
they come off the gaff.
Yeah.
Just a whole different world.
Yeah. Well, hey, Joshua from Lomita says, Captain Mike Pritchard, what kind of hooks do you prefer when deep dropping for rockfish and fly lining for tuna, circle or J?
I've really come down to where almost all of our bluefin fishing, whether it's a super mutu, Mustad makes some great circle hooks as well. It's just a lot of these bluefin, and they are toothy tuna. There's no way. Sorry, yellowfin. There's no way around it. But if we do rental gear on the boat, if we have a bunch of rental gear, whether it's a super mutu or whatnot, we rig everybody up with a circle hook. And it's just so easy for the individual, especially if they haven't fished a lot. All you do is put the reel in gear. You don't have to swing. You don't have to do anything like that. And then most rockfish fishing, a larger J hook, a 4-odd or
like a long
like
shank.
That. Well, yeah. And then there's the Mustad like Easy Baiter style, which is a great hook. It's slightly offset, but it's not a full circle hook. It's like an in between. They're great, great rockfish hooks. But if you're fishing real deep, you want to make sure that those things stay on the hook on the way up. So, that's the thing. You just usually want to use a larger than average hook, unless you're fishing whitefish or something. Rockfish, big mouth, even if it's a single strip of squid, but you want to have something with a big barb and something that's going to hang on to that
for sure.
Well said. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way and a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro's Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
You know, the freshest thing in town is right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and that is Point Loma Seafoods.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
What more can you say? But we work there at the tackle store every day, and we're at Point Loma Seafoods once a week. It is our favorite spot because this the variety. Like you can't get too used to something. A classic squid sandwich will always be killer, but their fish tacos, going for some of the best sushi in town, the cook case. Our favorite thing at home is to grab some of their killer shrimp. I love it. It is the freshest thing in
town. Have you ever had the salmon candy?
The squaw candy from the
Cajun? Squaw candy. Oh, my.
Good God.
That stuff is so good.
It's the best.
And their smoked fish array, like, have such a variety of smoked fish.
Mike was just talking about albacore. Go into Point Loma Seafoods and get yourself a block of smoked albacore and have a cold beer and watch a football game. Life gets no better.
Yeah, and they have a great selection of on-tap beers, too, for you. Great place for lunch or dinner. It's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgersportfishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sandstrand Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. I still can't get over the fact that there was just a 443-pound yellowfin. That was Ralph's
That's
fish.
A big one.
Just got weighed up at the landing. Yeah, that's so cool, man.
God, congratulations to your angler and Captain Fleck, too.
What did he say?
Awesome.
He had two 300 pounders to go with it. Sure. 200 pounders, or
the guy's an angler.
3 over 2, 2 over 3, and 1 over 4.
Wow.
Wonder what he's having for Thanksgiving.
I wonder.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Well, phones are packed up. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Ryan? Ryan's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
We had
a very, very patient callers today, so it looks like Ryan might have slipped off. Well, let's grab another one and talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City. Hi, Jim.
Morning, guys. Yeah, you know, Mike, I started fishing on the Tribute back when you first got that boat, I think 11 or 12 years ago. I had encountered the previous owner, a woman who was at a rehab place. I was doing a shoulder, and she told me, oh, yeah, Mike Pritchard, the Tribute. But anyway, Mike, a couple of weeks ago, me and my son went on a trip. It was one of those trips. We were supposed to go yellowfin, but the fish moved too far down, and so we ended up going to the Tanner Cortez San Clemente. But it wasn't a great trip. I think 28 people got 18 tuna, bluefin, and I tell you, I wasn't the least bit disappointed. We were going for bluefin instead of yellowfin. I mean, I would have liked to have gone for yellowfin, but, you know, to me, either species is just awesome. But what I wanted to say, it was a pleasant experience on your boat, as always. But you had a guy on there working the deck, and he's not, like, maybe a couple years doing sport fishing, an excellent person, excellent deckhand, a guy named Tanner. And I just wanted to call and say, Mike, that once again, it was just a great experience being on the Tribute. And you got a great crew. And me and my son both really appreciated the trip, even though we weren't lucky enough to get a fish. But so anyway, Mike, that's about it.
Yeah, Tanner's been there for a couple of years. I talked to him yesterday. He's in the process of looking at getting his captain's license. So
good for him.
He gets some of the guys there.
How old is he?
He's 30.
Oh, okay. So he's not young, yeah.
Well,
he's sort of young. He's young compared to me.
Young is, like I said.
Young guys, some of these guys are like 18, 19, right?
You don't see a whole lot of that anymore.
No,
that kid Kyle that I was just talking about, yeah. He just had his 13th birthday. He'll probably have his license when he's 19 or 20. Like, yeah. A lot of us.
How old were you when you got your license?
20.
20.
But wow. A lot of us.
You don't see that a lot.
You look
anymore.
At a lot of the guys, especially that were on the Excel at that time. Ventura County had something in the water for a period of time. And, you know, myself, Bill, Pat Cavanaugh, Sean Stewart, a lot. And most of us got our licenses like 19, 20, 21 years old.
Wow.
And you don't see a whole lot of it. Yeah, Tanner's a great crew member. He also does homemade or a lot of like striped bass lures and stuff. It's called Finbait Customs. But he loves being out here, and that's
cool.
One thing. It you definitely see how it transpires to the passengers. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
When you have a crew member, can you tell right away if it's a guy that's going to be behind the wheel of your boat, you know, a couple years down the road or whatever? Like, is it something that you spot right away? Or like, oh man, this guy will be driving my boat, and hopefully I can keep him long enough before
usually.
You know what I mean?
I do. I mean, I'll give myself some credit to putting out some of the good ones. Jake Hensley was one of the first, the first boat he ever ran when he got his license was my boat. Shane Chapman, who's on the Independence. You know, some of these guys that you want to hang on to, and they get so eager to get off the boat. And everybody wants to go fish long range, which I understand. But I think it's funny. I saw an ad on Sport Fishing Workers Group Facebook group. This guy the other day was asking, well, how big of a license do you need to run sport boats? And he goes, I don't want to work deck. I don't want to have to cut fish. I just want to get a license and start driving it. And it's like, you know, seeing somebody in the Padres lineup who didn't want to play baseball. They just want to be there. It's like, that's not how it works. You need, you know, you guys go, what does it take to get into the industry? Well, you have to like to fish, for one.
Yeah.
You're not out there for the 18-hour days for fun.
Right.
I always chuckle, too. You said it best. Like, a really good hotshot killer crew member is so anxious to then go to the next step and work long range. And then, you know, yourself and pretty much all of the people that you just mentioned, too, will usually do that for a stint, and then I'll come back to driving and doing exactly what you're doing now. You know,
The ultimate goal is to run and own your own. If you're going to stay in the business and you don't want to be a 60-year-old night driver, you have to do it. And I think it's funny. There's some other boat captain recently that has been in the industry for quite a while. And he goes, you know, I'll never own a boat. And I'll never own a house here. And I said, well, no, you won't with that attitude. And, like, you've been doing this long enough. And he goes, well, nobody ever gave me a boat. I said, well, nobody gave me a boat either. I borrowed money, and I originally bought it from Mary Lou Lopresti, or leased it from her, and then ended up buying it. But it's still there for guys that want to do it. But I think a lot of our – and you see it in every industry – a lot of employees now just want to be handed something.
Right.
And this is not a hand-me kind of industry.
No.
If you don't
put
in your time, it's not going to happen. If you want, you look at, you know, Frank LaPresse, a lot of these guys, they all started young. Almost everybody did.
Yep.
Worked their butts
off.
That's
why I say is like it used to be like commonplace that 20-year-olds were getting their licenses. Today, not so much. I think I
bought my boat when I was 35.
Yeah.
And I thought it took too long.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and kudos to you too. We were talking about this in the break. The fact that you call us almost every weekend live from the Tribute to give us a report to promote, to post your social media stuff, that's why your boat's successful, because you work at it.
Yeah, it takes
There's
a lot of work.
So many people in this industry, and I'm going to blast some of the people in this industry, that don't work at it anymore. They just like take it for granted.
Yep. They assume that if you go out and catch fish, that should be enough. That wasn't up decades ago.
Yeah.
And I have some of my operators now. I said, I need pictures. If I'm not running the boat, I need pictures and a report.
Yeah.
It's not, well, okay, we ended up with 43 bluefin at the end of the day. Well, if you're not pushing it, the guy next to you is pushing it.
Right.
If you're not, you know, the social media side of it. I remember Drew Card saying years ago when I remember you came out on one of my first trips and he said, well, what do you want to do with the boat? I said, I want to make it a no-brainer if you're going on a day or day and a half trip, which boat to go on.
Yeah.
And it just, it was pushing it as much as I could, you know, running a good business.
Right.
We kind of changed how overnight boats did it. We started doing, you know, steak dinners, homemade bread.
Yeah.
We,
no, you
we changed
the right thing.
The way
and,
that a lot
and
of
the fact
was.
That you're like talking to the people, telling them what's going on. I mean, you're not only helping your boat, you're helping the other boats too. And hey, I better get out there.
Oh,
the
no,
are biting. The yellowfin are biting.
I push our landing.
Yeah.
If I push the boats out of our landing.
Yeah, you do.
It might
no,
be
it's great.
Competition, but at the same
no.
time,
it's a like team it's a, effort.
Drew Carter.
That's why we're here. Is we're here to promote sport fishing. That's
yes.
why Let's Talk Hookup is this. That's why Rick and I do this. That's why Corey's here. The whole thing. We're here to promote sport fishing.
When,
so when we have an assist from a guy like you to help us promote sport fishing,
that's
what it's all about. So if you're listening out there, be like Mike.
Yeah, straight up.
Totally. Like Drew saying when I bought the boat, he goes, what? Because I'm not used to, like, you have Facebook followers and you have all he's like,
yeah.
You're that's not something we normally do. And
yeah.
I said, well,
yeah.
it is, you know.
So, and social media doesn't do it all. You got to do other stuff, too. I mean, everybody kind of relies now. It's, oh, social media is all I need.
Charity events
yeah.
like the one
you
we gotta just
did. You got to do a lot of that's different it. Things. It's a media mix.
You got to hustle.
You got to hustle.
Some of
yeah.
these guys that, you know, say they want to own boats and owning a boat and managing a boat, there's just as much work when you're not on the boat, if
yeah.
not more.
Probably
yeah.
more.
Like, sometimes running the boat's easy.
Constant.
You go out and, well, hopefully it's easy.
Yeah.
You go out catching fish. Hopefully everything runs right. But it's between fish and game, Coast Guard, advertising, your charter groups, dealing with issues, it's just everything. It's
yeah.
if
anything good doesn't come easy.
If you're not if you're not on the boat, chances are you're doing something at work.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Including
hey, speaking of working and going places, Katmai Lodge, I can't believe our trip in July that Rick's
yeah,
going to host.
Coming. Come
in
on.
July.
Let's go.
Prime time for Katmai Lodge, sockeye, king salmon, silver salmon, unbelievable trout fishing, and, of course, the bears and the moose, the wildlife and the experience at Katmai. There's nothing like it. There's still two spots available on that trip. So if you want to go on our trip in July, it's like July 17th, 7-day trip. It is a trip of a lifetime. I know Brandon from the tackle store last year went, and he just, you know, Brandon's kind of one of those guys that kind of seen it all, and he was like in awe.
It is just a special place.
Yes.
And the amount of wildlife that you see there, it's just, it is not comparable to anything else.
Yeah.
And that is a true statement.
Yeah.
You are a very remote wilderness lodge that still somehow maintains a super high level of comfort. The guides, the boats,
right.
and the fishing is just—it's
yeah.
not.
And if you haven't had thousands of sockeye salmon swimming between your legs, then you just haven't lived. it's just unbelievable.
We saw 23 different bears the last time we went up
yeah.
there. It's incredible.
Watching them fishing like just
yeah.
like you're fishing.
It's so
they're fishing
it's
in the
so
same
rad.
Water. Yeah. So check it out. Check Katmai, KATMAI.com, or give Charmelle a call in the office and she'll hook you up.
Yeah, if you got questions, man, call
yeah.
me. I'm not hard
yeah.
to find. I'll tell you all about it. It is a very
oh, yeah.
special
well,
trip.
Well, you're going to have fun.
Yeah,
sure.
man, I can't wait.
You have a great text.
I did, yeah. This one was from Mike. Said, hey, Mike, what are your thoughts on the PowerPro colored metered braid? It sure makes it nice to know where your jig is at, but my question is, does it make it harder for you as a crew member to deal with tangles? What are your thoughts? Is it worth the investment? That's from Mark in San Diego.
Anything that stands out from the guy next to you is already better. Unless it's Yellow Spectra. For some reason, Yellow Spectra finds every single tangle on the boat.
Always the guy with Yellow Spectra.
You know what?
And I have a story about that. I was Guadalupe Island. I think I was on the Shogun, and I was fishing Red Spectre because the guy said, "Oh, you're going to get way better at Guadalupe with Red Spectre, right?" Well, every time I was in a tangle,
oh,
it was
yeah.
like, "Pete,"
yeah.
like, "Never fishing that stuff again."
Hey, guy with the Yellow Spectre, tighten up. You're
yeah.
in another tangle.
It's not me. Well, you're the only one fishing Yellow Spectre.
Yeah.
I can feel my bait swimming. It's not me.
Yeah.
If you're good with your metered line, like. like that's one thing we do, especially with that nighttime fishing, is we will take, and we have little line counters, and we'll, anybody that comes up, we will mark your line, you know, 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet. And it's money, especially if it's calm and, yeah. You know, we're getting up there, we're getting on a spot of bluefin, and, you know, they're 380 feet. Well, the guy dropped down, 100, 200, yeah. 300, we'll get to 4, okay, stop, put in gear, you know, you start fishing the jig and you get bit. For guys that don't know, that don't do this all the time, the difference between 200 and 400 feet is, totally. You have no idea. I mean, these guys, especially if it's windy and your line stretched out away from the boat, but if the metered spectra, and if you follow it, and I mean, it's money.
Yeah.
You know exactly where to stop your jig, and you know, it's neat to be up in the wheelhouse at night and you're watching, you get on the spot, and a lot of times it you know, starts to fluff up. You're like, oh man, these things are going to bite. And you can see the jigs going down on the fish finder. And you see some of them, and they drop down, and they just shoot straight through it. And you're like, hey, man, you're 600 feet, man. You need to wind up a little bit. But it's such a neat, it's like watching a video.
That's so cool.
You're sitting there watching, all of a sudden.
Then they get bit.
Yeah.
Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore. That's the stuff you want. It's amazing stuff.
You made a good point in saying offshore. Now, Power Pro makes several types of Depth Hunter. Right. It was originally designed for, you
like
know,
ice fishing and stuff.
Yeah, it just,
right?
You know, jig fishing in areas that we don't do it, shallow water, and the color sections were designated in 25-foot sections or 30-foot sections. The Depth Hunter Offshore is the 100-foot sections, and 25 feet, you know, a new color coming off the reel, it's just too hard to keep track of. If you're like Mike saying, if it's at 380 feet, like, okay, I've seen red 6 times now, I'm good, you know, that's just not a thing. But to be able to see yellow, blue, red, okay, now I'm fishing. Like, that's the advantage. You want the
Power
offshore.
Pro Depth Hunter Offshore. That's the one. All right. Let's jump back in the phones.
John calling us from Huntington Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. And I just have a question for Captain Mike. What is the history of the Tribute? What was the boat originally? Who made it, and what was the original name?
It's made by Dittmar Donaldson, 1966. It's an 80-foot boat, and the nice thing about this is I bought the boat after Bill Pull had passed away. It was built for him, and it's one of the boats that you could tell he had his input in. I mean, it's such a fishable boat. The rudders are back away from the corner. You have no problem getting around the stern. It's low. It's wide. A lot of Dittmars are very similar. They're a little bit higher off the water, but this thing was definitely designed, and it was built as the Polaris 3. It was one of his first legit long-range boats. He did a lot of Alejos Rocks trips, a lot of Guadalupe trips, and I remember Ingrid saying it was the first boat that he had where the heads were on the inside. He didn't have to walk up to the bow. So there's two heads, two showers. And when I decided to name the boat, it was after Bill had passed away, and I got together with Ingrid, and I said, hey, there's two options. I either want to name it the Legacy, which there's a bunch of legacies around.
Sure.
I said, or I want to name it Tribute as a tribute to Bill Pull. So she started to tear up. It was a no-brainer from there.
Cool.
The boat spent a good chunk of its life as the Holiday. If it still had the tower, everybody recognized it. It's, you know, it's as distinctive as looking at the Excel from a distance. It's just that tower was always
a beautiful boat.
Yes, it has great lines. And I remember even coming down here the first year I worked on the Producer, looking at that boat on the horizon. And I was like, man, what a great looking boat. Yeah,
super comfortable, too. And that Dittmar hull, solid mahogany. I mean, those things are built like
it's
a tank.
So soft riding. If you haven't been on the Tribute, in a little bit of weather, you really start to appreciate how, the entry back into the water, that boat is so comfortable.
2-inch mahogany planks aren't the worst thing ever.
No.
That's for damn sure.
And then the follow up boat to that was, I believe, was the Searcher, right?
The Searcher. So he went from one Dittmar.
Right.
The Searcher is a double plank Ditmar, a little bit bigger. More, it's staterooms instead of open berthing. We have two staterooms, and we changed the boat around a little bit last year to comply with Coast Guard regulations, and we didn't really have to do it, but it actually opened up the bunk room a lot more. We got rid of six of our middle bunks, so instead of having, you know, walk down to the end of the bunk room and having to turn around and come back, it's got a kind of a horseshoe design, so you can walk through on either side.
And what's your normal load on the Tribute?
We've dropped it to 30. It used to be 36.
On a big boat like that, it's crazy.
It used to be 56 back in the day.
Wow.
So, yeah, we still sleep 36, so there's open bunks. There's
But you only take 30.
Yeah, that way there's, you know, if you don't like your bunk, the guy next to you, you know, stinks or whatever. And then there's our two staterooms, and they're definitely handy for family groups. If you had somebody bringing their kid or their daughter out for the first trip, and, you know.
Like if the kids or daughters want to come, or females or something, you can reserve those staterooms for them.
Yeah, so there's two, three bunk staterooms for them. Yeah. And it just a lot of times getting somebody on the boat for the first time that, you know, wants to have the best experience, or they're timid, or they don't want to be in a, you know. All of our bunks have curtains on them. It's air conditioned. It's, you know, it's a really nice bunk room.
No, super good. Hey, Alex in Pasadena has a quick question here. Any fish left? Love the show. Love the boat. When's the boat done doing maintenance, and when will they be fishing until?
Forever and forever.
Forever and ever.
So there's no such thing as done with maintenance, at least for us. We're not hauling out this year, but we do. We were doing maintenance last week. We do boat work in between trips. There's a trip.
So you don't take a month off to do maintenance? Or
sometimes we do.
Mike is the king of we have nothing to do. It's going to be a very easy year this year, and then gets a wild hair, and next thing you know, everything's getting ripped out, and what was beautiful before goes back into even better looking again. You guys are the king of just making that boat more perfect each time. It's a terrible habit.
It's an expensive habit.
But it's why the boat
so you're
going to
fish through the winter. You're going to fish in the spring and the summer.
As of right now, we have trips scheduled throughout December. We are going to put up some colonette trips in January and February. But like I said, if we can get a trip or two out in December, we will have fished every month of the year. And for usually anything aside from long range boats, or it's pretty unheard of. But we have great options right now. We have deep water rockfish available, and the red fishing has been phenomenal. As good as it gets. And there's still bluefin around. I'm sure we're going to get out this weekend, and I'm sure there will be other guys out here locally with the weather we're going to have. And there's been good tuna fishing for November and December for the last like 5 or 6 years, maybe even before that. I had bicep surgery in 2015, and the boat ran almost every day during February. A guy named Dave Burnside was running my boat, and it was so odd.
Watch the schedule. C4 Sport Fishing.
Fishing bluefin on a dropper loop out at Tanner Bank with a squid.
I like it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the Tribute, because we're giving away a day and a half trip. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure. No obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com. And we'll see you on the water.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at Gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out who's going fishing on the Tribute. Mike's going to do us the honor, flipping the prize coin here. All right, we're going to see if we got a caller or a texter. And today we have a texter. Congratulations, Mac in San Diego. You are going fishing on board the Tribute on a day and a half. Congratulations.
All right, congratulations. And Mike, so sincerely appreciate your
awesome,
calls,
buddy.
Your support of Let's Talk Hookup and the entire community of fish sport fishing. And if somebody wants to ride the Tribute, go fishing with you, you're going.
It looks like Friday night's going to go.
Weather looks great.
We wanted to get this one out, but we were talking about earlier, 13 foot and 25 knots wasn't happening. It's a good weekend to watch some football and reminisce over the Tyson fight.
Yeah.
But yeah, next Friday, Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. But weather looks great next weekend, and I'm excited to get back out. So.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And so best way to book is just online?
Online, tributesportfishing.com.
And if you have any questions, call Seaforth. They'll answer the questions for you. You can rent tackle there, right?
Great rental gear.
Fantastic.
Basically, all you have to do is show up with a jacket and some boots so you don't mind getting bloody.
Yeah.
Well, and pants. Pants are handy.
And if you like a particular bunk, can you reserve that in advance?
No. You can call in. You can get there early or you can call in and reserve. But, we're excited for the weekend.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for your time. Appreciate that. Thank you to JP, the extraordinary JP. We sure appreciate him and all his hard work on the phones and the board there. And, of course, Adam, he's amazing, too, doing the Let's Talk Hookup app and more. And, of course, you out there are our callers, our texters, and everybody that's listening, we sure appreciate your support. We will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Mr. John Ireland's coming up from Rancho Leonero to reminisce about that wonderful destination that we loved so much when it exists, and we'll talk a little bit about that and more. So we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, 1090 a.m., and, of course, that Let's Talk Hookup app. See you then.